Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, September the 2nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a half cent, 522 and a quarter. D-sweet up 4 cents at 718 and a quarter. And November beans up 2 1/4 cents at 1280. Export sales this morning, they were light on the wheat, 295. Corn was just a little bit on the light side. Net reduction of 301 for old crop, but new sales of 1.16, leaving us with about 815 of total sales there, a little bit under what they were looking for. Beans were a strong number, 2.13. We also had an additional sale to China this morning, 126,000 metric tons of beans to China. We've also got the crude oil up 85 a barrel. That helped rally the bean oil overnight. Bean oil was up 40 ticks. So we've got the dollar basically steady here this morning. But I think between the crude oil and the way the markets bounced off of last night's lows, we rallied the corn as much as 7 cents off the lows. Wheat about 13 cents off the lows. Beans a dime off the lows. So I think, you know, maybe we've sold enough for the time being in here. But I'm still very concerned about the length of the fund position. I have long about 220,000 contracts of corn. So, you know, I look at these charts. Charts tell me that they should actually be short here. So I don't know what they're thinking about. Maybe they're trying to see if we hold 499 to 5 bucks. We've got the 200-day moving average at 502. We've got the low, the summer low at $5.25. So, you know, somewhere between 502 and 499, maybe they hit the stops under 5 bucks. We should find some support. We're getting oversold down here. We're 28% for the relative strength index. It's low, but not as low as it could go in here. So if we do see a rally, it'll help correct the oversold conditions out here. But I think the pros are going to look to sell it. The weather looks really pretty good, really around the world. Brazil looks better. Argentina looks better. We look better here. We're going to have scattered rains, you know, everywhere from Texas through Illinois. They obviously got plenty of rain in the eastern part of the country. So I just don't see that there's any major weather problems for the time being. Of course, we always have to be on the lookout for, you know, somebody popping in an early frost warning or an early freeze warning. But so far, we don't see that. I'm sure it's going to happen, and I think the pros will certainly sell that rally if it comes. Aside from that, I think the weather importance is going to shift to South America. As I said before, Argentina and Brazil are getting rains. They look much better than they did. So I don't see any real threats there for the time being. We've got to get the problem at the Gulf figured out. They can't fix the facilities until they get power. And it doesn't look like they're going to get power here for a while. Is it going to be days or weeks? We don't know. But that certainly will hamper export inspections out of the Gulf. Some of it will go out through the Pacific Northwest to try to compensate. But it's a big deal with that port basically being shut down. So, you know, if we built in enough of that into the news, maybe we have. So now we'll see where we go. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.